Mind Starts Here by Bill Matthews. Episode 3.
Evening, Norman.
All right, Jacob.
What have you done to the lounge bar?
Do you like it?
What's happened to the comfy chairs and the sofa in the window? And a jukebox? What's happened to the carpet?
We thought a natural wood floor covered in sawdust was more authentic.
Is this the same sawdust you put in your sandwiches?
Boom, boom.
What are you going to do next? Place the bitter on a cooler and fill it with carbon dioxide?
Have you tasted your pint yet?
Oh, Norman! What's going on here?
I'm trying to reclaim this bar for the people of Shipcombe Green, for those who live here 7 days a week.
Right.
I reckon you're the only one who comes in the lounge and knows what day we put the bins out. We've made it too comfortable for them, Jacob. We've been the French during World War II, and they've been the occupying army, except one that only occupies at weekends.
But why alienate them, Norman? Why not carry on bleeding them dry, like we have done for years?
I'm sick of them and their money, and I'm sick of compromising. Look where it's got me. Well, it's no more Mr. Nice Guy from me. I'm never going to be nice and polite and obliging to any of them ever again. Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Cheeseman. What can I get you?
What wines have you got by the glass?
We've got two types. Wine from the bottle and wine from a box.
Two glasses of white wine. From a bottle, please. And, Diet Coke?
I'm sorry, Norman, but I can't go along with your one-man crusade. My living depends on these people.
So no danger of your shop going the way of the village stores?
Not at all. In fact, I sold a crystal chandelier only last week.
That's £5 exactly.
Thank you.
All I'm doing, Jacob, is changing the pub back to how it used to be. In the 1950s, before Londoners had ever heard of the country.
And that's why you've installed satellite television.
I never claimed to be consistent. In fact, the big launch is in a few minutes. Manchester United against Arsenal in the Charity Shield.
We're going to stand there all day chattering. We need some help in here.
Just coming, love. Satellite television is another part of my master plan to drive them away. And Mrs. Thorogood has fallen into my trap. She's holding a meeting protesting about it right now.
Oh, right. I wondered why this bar was deserted.
I don't understand it. I told everyone. 2 o'clock at the village hall.
Not everyone, surely.
No, not everyone. Just everyone. So where is...
Everyone?
Exactly. I put up the notices. I posted leaflets through doors. Only one person refused to come.
Who?
Marina Cheeseman. You know, I suspect she may be one of them.
One of them? You mean she bounced for the other side?
Oh, don't be idiotic, Ronald. You know what I mean. If not a local, then a local lover.
Well, I thought you checked out her background.
Oh, it all seems so perfect. A large house in Clapham, a husband in the city, an impossible teenage daughter.
Clocks didn't go back today, did they?
Ronald, you're not being very helpful. It's you I'm doing this for, you know. The sooner the lounge bar regulars turn against the pub, the sooner they go broke, and Ashcourt Vale can take it off their hands.
And we can take hold of that £20,000 finder's fee. I do appreciate your selflessness in all this, Lottie, but...
Thank you.
You don't think, do you, that there's just the tiniest possibility that people don't really mind the pub having a satellite dish?
I'm sorry, Ronald. I think I may have misheard what you just said.
Didn't say anything.
Good. Well, why don't we start the meeting anyway? And then any stragglers can join in as and when.
Good idea.
I would like to open this meeting by asking for nominations for chairperson of the committee.
I nominate Mrs. Thorogood.
Thank you. Any seconders? Very well. Any other nominations? No? So, all those in favour of Mrs. Thorogood, raise your hands. Against? I, the acting returning officer, duly announce that Charlotte Thorogood has been elected chairperson of the committee.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Thorogood. Oh, what did I tell you, Ronald? A straggler. Oh, Mr. Bridges.
Don't worry. I'm here to pick up some more posters for next week's disco. I'm not here for your little meeting.
Meeting? What meeting?
And if you're wondering where your lot are, I can tell you. They're down the pub.
The pub? Well,
Well, this is nice. All of us together as a family. We so rarely take the time these days to sit down and have a proper conversation. Now I remember why. Come on, Felicity, you start.
All right. When are we going to get a TV for the cottage? Why do we have to come here every weekend? Why can't I stay in London? Why did we ever have to come to this poxy place? Why don't you sell it now and cut your losses? And what on earth possessed you to buy a house here in the first place?
Well, a lot to discuss there, Terence.
Well, the very heart of the matter is that your mother usually deals with these sorts of questions. Rena?
Coward. Look, Felicity, I know it's been difficult for you being separated from your, well, for want of a better word, friends. And we do appreciate that you've made an effort, don't we, Terence?
What do you mean by that, moping around the place with a face like thunder, never uttering a word from one day to the next? I'd say, hey, one forever.
I wouldn't mind so much if there was just one single solitary thing for people my age to do around here.
Well, there is. Look at that notice. There's a village disco next Saturday night.
Yeah. Ugh. Bound to be awful.
You never know, it might be fun.
And anyway, how can I go? I don't know anyone.
Marina, it's a bit dead in here. Why don't we try the other bar?
We never go in the public bar, Terence. This wouldn't have anything to do with the football match on the big screen, would it?
Oh, are they showing a soccer match in there? It might be worth a look.
Terence, you hate football.
Oh, what nonsense.
Perhaps it's more welcoming in there. Can you believe what they've done to this bar?
Oh, right. Yes. Have they changed the curtains?
The curtains? No wonder you never notice if I have my hair done.
Oh, it looks lovely, darling. Much better.
Come on, if we're going.
Go on, Kitty. Where have all these people sprung up from?
Well, why did you think the lounge was so empty?
But I thought they didn't like football.
They do these days. Come on, get serving.
Does anyone want another drink?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, please. I'll have the usual.
Right. Terence, you don't have a usual.
Don't I? Oh, in that case, pint of bitter.
Felicity?
Diet Coke.
Hello, Lawrence, isn't it? How's the match?
Well, Arsenal started out brightly, but we've been steadily hitting them on the break, gradually taking hold of the midfield and getting down the channels into the action areas.
Right. Did you mention the score in any of that?
0-0.
Excuse me. Did I hear you say the word we just now?
Yes.
So does that mean you're a Manchester United fan?
Yes.
Despite not one of your homes being anywhere near Manchester.
Yes.
Good job. Put it there, mate.
Well, Man U in here, mate. Go on, United!
Hey! Out of Manchester United fan too, actually.
Well, good on you.
Really, Terence? Since when?
Well, I thought we should try and blend into the community.
Here's your drink. And yours, Felicity.
Oh! Goal!
To Arsenal.
Ah, well, I was just pointing out that there was a goal. In case anyone happened to be looking away. I thought United played in red.
Yes, but so do Arsenal. If you want to blend in, Terence, it might be an idea to keep your trap shut.
Yes, good thinking.
Felicity, isn't that boy, the one who was pestering you the other day?
Oh, no.
I'm going to speak to him.
Oh, no!
Excuse me. Robbie, isn't it?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Cheeseman. Enjoying the match?
I think my daughter here deserves an apology for the way you treated her.
Mum?
I'm very sorry, Felicity. I only wish there was some way I could make it up to you.
I've got an idea. He could take her to that disco next week.
Dad. Terence.
Well, she said she didn't know anyone. Did I do wrong?
Felicity, would you like to go to the village disco with me?
That's very kind, but I've already been asked to the dance by another party.
You have? Who by?
You have? Who by?
His name is Josh.
Not Josh the posh.
I am unaware of any such nickname.
But you said just now you didn't know anyone.
Funny how the memory plays tricks. For instance, I've just remembered that I agreed to meet Josh round about now. See you later.
You still here, Jacob?
It's lovely having the lounge bar to myself for once.
I had to get away myself. It's full of people who think football is called soccer.
Well, you did say you wanted to get rid of your lounge bar customers.
I didn't expect them to take over the bloody public bar instead, did I? Another drink.
Oh, thanks.
It's on to Plan B.
Plan B?
A pub quiz between the two bars. The lounge bar will be so humiliated when they lose, they'll never want to set foot near again.
How can you be so sure they will lose?
I'm going to be setting the questions.
So this is where you all are. How could you... Oh.
Can I help, Mrs. Thorogood?
Where is everyone? I was told they were here.
Everyone is in the public bar.
The public bar? How is that possible?
I'm not missing this.
So this is where you all are. Well, I hope you're all enjoying yourselves.
Yes.
Thank you.
I can see a lot of people here who assured me they would attend the meeting at the village hall to protest against this pub satellite dish. And what do I find? Here you are watching the very satellite television you were supposed to be campaigning against. Well, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Well, just...
Pardon, I can't hear.
Sorry, Mrs. Thorogood.
I suggest you all come with me to the village hall now and we can start the meeting properly.
Can't we watch the end of the match first? No, I don't suppose we can.
Terence, where are you going?
Well, you heard her. She said...
I don't care what she said.
Marina, she might get cross.
Let her.
Did you want us to come to your meeting, Mrs. T?
I'm afraid the arguments may go above your head, Mr.
Oh, wait a minute. You saying I'm ignorant? Or are you saying I'm short?
Mrs. Thorogood, I cannot have you casting aspersions upon the intelligence of my regulars.
Really, Mr. Harwood?
Quiet, Mrs. Thorogood. Patrons of the public bar, there is only one way to settle this matter, once and for all.
Right, let's take them all on outside now.
Actually, I was thinking more along the lines of a pub quiz between the two bars.
On behalf of the patrons of the lounge bar, I accept.
Excellent.
I will meet you in here at 7 sharp to discuss the ground rules.
Ground rules?
Well, for instance, it wouldn't be fair if someone like you wrote all the questions, would it, Mr. Harwood?
Wouldn't it?
7 sharp, Mr. Harwood. Just as long as our meeting has finished by then.
Felicity, hi.
Hi, Josh.
Hi. Haven't seen you around.
I've been around.
Well, just not around where I've been around.
I hear there's a disco next weekend in the village hall.
So I believe.
You going?
I thought I'd meander in, you know, put in an appearance, pop my head round the door, show my face, that kind of thing.
So are you going or not?
Yes, I'm going. What about you?
Oh, I'd like to, but I don't know many people in the village yet, so what I'd really like is someone to go with.
Let me think. Oh, there's Chloe. You could ask her.
You go to an all-boys school, don't you, Josh?
Oh, I've got it. You'd like me to take you.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, Felicity, I would be most honoured if you would accompany me to the Shipcombe Green Village Disco.
You will write half the questions and Mrs. Fife will write the other half. Agreed?
I suppose so.
Now, when shall we hold this quiz?
It's Tuesday evening's always a good night.
Do you think I was born yesterday, Mr. Harwood?
More like 1893.
Everyone will be residing in their London homes at that time. It would be a walk.
Surely you could manage on your own, Mrs. Thorogood.
Nevertheless, I suggest next Saturday night.
All right.
This way everything will be fair and above board.
Yes.
And there'll be nothing you can do to stop it.
Oh, I wouldn't be too sure.
Smith, where are you?
I'm not sure. I'm surrounded by trees and walking through thick undergrowth.
It's a wood, Smith. Doesn't really narrow it down.
I could see a man in a blue jacket who's behaving extremely suspiciously. I'd better try and steer clear.
That's me, Smith.
Oh, yeah. So it is. Hello?
Goodbye.
I thought this was a good place to meet. Somewhere I'm not known.
Well, I should hope you're not, Mr. Thorogood.
So, how are we to rid the Shipcombe Arms of the turbulent Harwoods?
Well, we've given up. We're now looking at a site in Badenham.
Badenham?
Eshcol Vale can't force them to sell the pub, Mr. Thorogood.
That's what's wrong with this country. But what if the Harwoods were deliberately trying to drive away their lounge bar customers by turning it into a dive?
How would we make them do that?
We don't have to. They already have. His latest mad plan is a pub quiz between the two bars. Although I've no idea how he expects the public bar to win.
But they should win, Mr. Thorogood.
What are you talking about?
Well, imagine the shame if the lounge bar lost. No one would want to show their faces in there again.
But my wife has appointed herself, I mean, being chosen as captain.
Then she's in a perfect position to ensure that the lounge bar lose.
I must introduce you to my wife, Smith.
In no time, their clientele will be looking to take their custom elsewhere.
But there isn't anywhere else.
No, there isn't, is there? Except in Bagnum.
Smith, I think I may have the answer.
Really, Mr. Thorogood? What is it?
I don't understand, Ronald.
I'm asking you to throw it, Lottie, to blow it, to take a dive, take a licking, fall at the first, come a cropper. In short, Lottie, I want you to flunk out.
You're asking me to contrive for the public bar to win the quiz?
If not for the sake of Ashcord Vale or Shipcombe Green, then at least for the sake of the £20,000 finder's fee.
The finder's fee?
I've got a plan, Lottie.
I'm sorry, Ronald, but it's impossible.
Please!
No, I mean it's impossible. We're playing against a team of manual workers. We could get every question wrong and still win.
Well, you could try that and see what happens.
Right, Marina, remember this. Puwabaka Vilawahua Basult.
I really don't think the name of the Polish Prime Minister is going to come up tonight.
No, no, they're bridges over the Thames.
Are they? Are you sure?
Puwabaka Vilawahua Basult. You know, Putney, Wandsworth, Battersea, Albert... what does the C stand for?
You've lost me completely now, Terence.
You know, it's one of those devices for remembering things. You know, what's it called?
A mnemonic.
That's it.
However, isn't it a bit pointless knowing the mnemonic if you can't remember what the letters stand for?
I'll go. Oh, hello. You must be Josh.
Yes, I must be.
Go on through to the kitchen. Felicity's just getting ready.
What an amazing place. Are you minimalist?
No, we just haven't got around to buying any furniture. This is my wife, Mrs. Cheeseman.
Hello. Ooh, I love the colour of your golf jumper, Josh.
Salmon pink, Mrs. Cheeseman.
Felicity, you look wonderful.
Do I? You really think so?
Oh, my baby. See how beautiful you can look when you really try.
Thank you, Mum, Dad. Good luck with your quiz. Josh, shall we go?
Cool.
I won't be late.
We'll see about that. Hey, hey.
You haven't said anything about how I look.
Well, nor have you about me. All right, you look ravishing.
Thank you.
And I hope to be ravishing you a little later on.
Josh, you don't have to make jokes like that.
What makes you think I'm joking?
So, have you been to one of these discos at the village hall before?
A few over the years. You know the sort of thing. One half clinging to one wall, the other half clinging to the wall opposite, and not saying a word to each other.
I see what you mean. The discos I've been to, it's been the boys and girls who've stuck to their opposite walls.
Oh, no, not here. Chloe, Benji, Catriona, Marcus, how's it hanging? You know Felicity.
Right, we have two teams of six. One representing the public bar.
Yay!
And one representing the lounge bar.
Hip, hip.
Everyone sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Were the opening words of which long-running radio programme? Got you there, didn't I? That is question one. Question two. At what hour does the Dorchester Hotel commence serving afternoon tea?
Is that one of yours then, Norman?
I am not at liberty to divulge that information. Question three. In how many films has Michelle Pfeiffer appeared stalker?
Oh, that's definitely one of yours.
I put many hours of research into that one. Question four. What is the link between St. Nicholas and Mrs. Simon Seabag Montefiore?
Oh, I know that one. They're both called Santa.
Are you sure?
Definitely. She's Santa Palmer Tomkinson, Tara's sister.
Well done.
Mrs. Thorogood, why have you written down they're both patron saints of sailors?
Well, your wife clearly doesn't know. I had to put something.
What else have you written? Please give me the sheet, Mrs. Thorogood.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Are the opening words of the world at one?
It's my final decision as captain.
And the Dorchester Hotel starts serving afternoon tea at 3:30 in the morning?
It's as good a guess as any.
And Michelle Pfeiffer has appeared stark as in 572 films?
It might be 571. I wasn't sure.
Who does that Pratt think he is? Josh the Posh.
What's that?
Josh the Posh. It's his nickname.
No one on me. Anyway, look at her. What does she think this is? Her coming out ball.
I know. Doesn't she look amazing? Like an angel has descended from heaven to bless us with her presence.
Robbie, are you feeling all right?
What? Yes, why?
You've got a thing for her, haven't you?
Don't talk daft. I just happen to be a purely objective admirer of female beauty.
You stick to your own, Robbie Harwood. Stick to your own.
Question 21. What are angels on horseback?
Oh, I know. It's like the Canadian Mounted Police, only with nurses.
No, nobody listen to him. It's oysters wrapped up in bacon.
Oh, I was close.
Number 22. In 1978, who left Shipcombe Green to become a traffic warden in Newbury?
This is more like it.
That was old Jake Hemmings, wasn't it?
No, it was Morton Lydiard. Jake Hemmings left to become a bus driver in Hungerford in 1981.
Number 23. Who left to become a bus driver in Hungerford in 1981?
Yay! Diet Coke, please.
Hi.
Robbie, hi. Enjoying yourself?
Not much. There's a bit of a shortage of talent around.
Oh, is there? No one to meet your exacting standards?
Not on our side of the hall. All the babes seem to be over your side.
Well, why don't you go over and talk to these goddesses? Oh, no. But what if someone saw? That would never do, would it? In fact, you'd better disappear before anyone notices you talking to me.
Felicity.
Yeah. What are you doing bothering my girl?
We would just...
Go on, shoo little boy. Get back to your own side of the hall.
Josh, it's none of your business who I talk to. Look, Rob... Oh,
he's gone.
Now let you and I hit the floor and get jiggy with it.
These questions are ridiculous. How are we supposed to know how much Farmer Jeff Knight sold his plough for in 1993?
Well, they're not likely to know it either.
Except they've got Jeff Knight on their team.
Who starred in the title role of the film Confessions of a Driving Instructor?
Easy, Dame Sybil Thorndyke. No, Mrs. Thorogood.
Bamber Gascoigne?
We're just ignoring you now, Mrs. Thorogood.
And finally, question 40. What is the telephone number of Peter Jones?
A sensible question at last.
Is it?
Of course. For any store inquiries, 0171-730-3434. Doesn't everyone know that?
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Hey, hey, slow dance. Time for a bit of bodily contact.
Shall we get a drink?
Come on, I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, all right. You can light up the dark. No, Josh, you can't put your hand there. Or there. Definitely not there.
Don't be like that, Fliss. Now, prepare for some tongue action.
Oof, get off me.
What did you think I was going to do? You asked me out.
Please. Please, let me go.
What's wrong with you? You're not frigid, are you?
Leave her alone.
What do you want, tractor boy? Are you blind? Can't you see there's an invisible line across this floor you're not supposed to cross?
You're the one who's just crossed the line.
You just have to accept it, little boy. She wants me, not you.
Ooh. Don't, you slime ball. I never wanted you in the first place. Get off me.
Felicity, would you care to dance?
Oh, I'd love to, Robbie. When you say nothing
at all. Jeff Knight sold his plough for £1,250.
Yay!
Well remembered there, Jeff.
Cheers!
The lounge didn't get that one. So that's 25-24 to the public, with one question left. So, finally, I asked, what is the telephone number of Peter Jones? The lounge said 0171-730-3434. The public bar put 01632-96-0009. The answer I have is 0171-730-3434. Therefore, the final result is 25 all. A tie.
Shake.
Do I take it the public bar team has an objection?
Right, we have an objection.
Our answer to that last question was right.
The number of Peter Jones is 01632 960009. And if you want proof, you can ring that number right now on my mobile.
All right, all right. For everyone to pipe down for a minute. 01632 960009. And that...
Hello? Peter Jones speaking.
Oh, hello. So your name is Peter Jones?
Yes. Who's this?
We're just doing a quiz and...
Is that Chris Tarrant?
No, not exactly. Anyway, thanks, Mr. Jones. Well, in the interests of fair play, there can be only one result. The public bar are the winners!
Yay! Well, this is me. Thank you for walking me home.
Well, thank you for one of the best nights of my life.
No, thank you. And Robbie, thank you.
For what?
For finally crossing the line.
We're going to have to stop thanking each other like this.
I'm willing if you are. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, and don't forget, Robbie.
What?
Violence solves nothing.
Nah, of course it doesn't.
Peace descends at last upon Shipcombe Green. I love the silence of this village, Christine.
And yet you so rarely contribute to it.
I reckon we won't be seeing a lot of those people in the pub again.
And good riddance.
Oh, we've won, Christine. And not just the quiz.
Oh, look at the village stores. Hard to believe it was open only 2 weeks ago.
I expect someone will buy it and convert it into just another house.
Shame. What's that notice on the window?
Oh, you look, I haven't got my reading glasses.
Acquired by Ashcourt Vale.
Ashcourt Vale?
Norman, there's more. Notice is hereby given of the application for planning permission to convert this property into a restaurant stroke pub.
In episode 3 of The Weekend Starts Here, Diana Hardcastle played Marina, Philip Bretherton, Terence, Gillian Barge, Mrs. Thorogood, Rupert Vanzetart, Mr. Thorogood, Susan Brown, Christine Harwood, and Gavin Muir, Norman Harwood. Gemma Saunders was Felicity and Tim Trelaw was Robbie. Lawrence Fife was played by Tom Marshall, Smith by Tom George, and Sandra by Fiona Clark. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was by Terry Davis. Episode 3 of The Weekend Starts Here was written by Bill Matthews. The director was Paul Miller.